Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
How do y'all shuffle this out in the spring? I mean, do you know when? Will y'all get a feel for when you'll start being able to shuffle out who's going to be at what spots?
You know what? I think really what we've been focusing on is culture and unselfishness and just, you know, gotten buying in. And guys like, you know, Jamari coming back and Schaefer and Warren Erickson, they've really been doing a great job of leading. And I think with guys that have some experience, it does give you a little bit of flexibility. But without having a spring last year, I'm really excited about the competition, you know, coming up this spring.
Matt, I'm curious about the development of Broderick Jones, who came in with a lot of hype, obviously, and you know, you have a lot of talent in front of him. What's your expectations as you develop him this spring?
Good. I mean, I'm excited to see him compete, you know, in the spring. I am. He does have a lot of ability, and, you know, just excited to see him get out in there and compete and get the reps. And so I think that and going against quality guys on defense, I think that'll be key as well.
Hey, let's go to Anthony Dasher and then Mike Griffith.
Hey, Coach, again, just having a spring practice this year to get those linemen kind of get them going a little bit, about the difference that's going to make for you specifically at your position.
No, it's big. The best way for guys to get better at football is to go play football and to go get those reps. I mean, it's invaluable. And you're losing guys like Trey and Ben that have been around and had a bunch of reps. So these reps will be huge for us moving forward.
Hey, Coach, kind of a two-parter here. One, I guess sitting out here on the sideline, we just look at it and say, boy, he's got a lot of five stars. There ain't no way that I'm struggling. The second one was the shuffle for the bowl game. Looking back on how difficult was that to shuffle that line in that short period of time for the bowl?
Yeah, you know, I think any time that you have to replace people, you know, it's tough, especially going against a quality defense. So it was tough. But, you know, I do think moving forward, we do have some pieces to the puzzle, but they got to go in there and get the experience. That's why, you know, guys like Jamari, guys like Schaefer, guys Warren Erickson have been around. They can kind of help set the tempo and lead these guys, you know, moving forward, especially coming up with spring coming up.
All right, let's go to Seth Emerson and then Chip Towers.
Matt, how much stock are you putting in the Peach Bowl performance? You know, how much does what Xavier did at left tackle, Jamari as a left guard in that game, how much stock does that have in a real game going to have versus what you see in spring practices and scrimmages?
Well, you know, to me, that it was just a starting point, and now you move forward, and you got 15 practices in the spring, and you got all summer, then you got all fall camp. So, it is some experience that, like, for Xavier, he got his feet wet, but you're looking to build off that in these practices and obviously summer and fall camp. So you're excited that you can really build off that experience.
Hey, Coach, you've coached offensive line for a long time. I wonder if you can put in perspective, because you just in this brief time, we've talked about so many different options that you have. Is this is deep as you've dealt with, or, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can go? Is that more than you're accustomed to, or is it about the way it is every spring?
I think anytime you have some flexibility with guys like Jamari that can play multiple spots, and Schaefer and Warren that can play multiple spots, it gives you some flexibility. And then obviously competition is huge, you know, at every position. So anytime that you have competition, I think that's what makes Georgia special, is the ability to have competition at those positions makes everybody better.
All right, let's go to Jake Rowe and then Jed May.
Coach Luke, I wanted to ask you about working with Todd Monken. And I know amongst the coaching staff, the word potential is probably thrown around quite a bit, but it's something that doesn't get mentioned to us very often. You guys don't want us to blow it up or whatever, but working with him, seeing what he likes to do offensively, seeing the talent you guys have coming back, how do you feel about the potential of the offense and the potential of Coach Monken to kind of get the most out of it?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed being around Coach Monken. Obviously, I've known of him and coaching circles for a long time, but just very impressed with how he kind of sets everything up. He's very, very intelligent. He coaches with passion and energy, and just I've been it's been really, really good to get around that pro style, and I've learned a lot, you know, with in the short time that we've been together, and it's only going to get better moving forward. So that's what I'm excited about.
Hey, Coach Luke, something Coach Smart has talked about a lot is putting the best five offensive linemen on the field, you know, regardless of position. As an offensive line coach, I guess how does that play into the mindset for you, and how do you think it affects the guys on the field knowing, you know, a guy like Warren Erickson, for example, might be competing for a starting spot at center and guard?
Yeah, I mean, that's ultimately my job is to put the best five guys on the field. And so that's what spring practice is for. That's what, you know, all the lifting and the running right now and in the summer, that's what it's all for. But ultimately, you know, when the game kicks off, we got to have the best five out there.
All right, let's go to Roddy Nabulsi, and then we'll go to Connor Riley.
Coach, can you give us a little bit on Amarius Mims? I know you haven't been able to have him practice yet, but there's been a lot of buzz coming about him. And a second question, by my count, I think you have three or four state championship wrestlers on your team. How much do you think that wrestling preps these guys for fighting in the trenches?
Well, first off, you know, the wrestling part, I think there's a lot of good hand-to-hand combat, leverage, you know, toughness, quickness, all those little things. There's a lot of carryover from wrestling to O-line. So that is something that kind of does go hand in hand. And as far as Marius, I'm really, really excited about him. And just he's handled his business. You got to think about him. He should still be, you know, probably getting ready for senior prom, but he's here working and, you know, just really excited to, you know, see how he does in spring ball.
Hey, Matt. What position do you think Jamari Sawyer is best at, and how important is his flexibility, as you say, to unlocking the best possible combination you guys can have on the offensive line?
His not only his flexibility, but his leadership. I think that's huge. We've been Coach Smart has done a great job this offseason, you know, preaching unselfishness, preaching about culture. And Jamari is a huge part of that with him coming back. And his flexibility, you know, he's going to play guard and he's going to play tackle. So his flexibility, based on how some of the other pieces do, it does give you some flexibility and competition.
All right, we've got time for maybe just one more question. Let's take that from Palmer.
Yeah, Coach. Warren McClendon is a guy who developed a lot over the last season. What are your expectations for him going into this next year?
You know, I just want to see him build off, you know, what he started. He got a lot of experience. He played a lot of football last year and just really build on that, you know, getting bigger and stronger in the off season and then improving this spring and the summer and then fall camp. So just, you know, he built a solid foundation this year. So now let's take the next step.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.